Merci.
Thank you, Chair. I would like to echo my colleagues in welcoming the excellent work done by Ambassador Kirkland, which has great value for our future work. This is a working document that will be very useful. I wanted to come back on what certain delegations have said. Some, it appears, would wish us to look more at points of disagreement than on commonalities. I understand the importance of addressing difficult issues in the GGE, and that is a dialogue that we need to have. It needs to be transparent and substantive. That is why France seeks to share its analysis on all of the agenda items and provided national comments in June. But if I may, Chair, I do not think the nature of our exchanges to now has shown that we are avoiding difficult issues. The work in this group has shown the broad richness of our positions. Ambassador Kirkland's document is useful because it emphasizes the importance of a document that shows that we do have commonalities. That is very important so that we can continue to exchange our expertise. On the document before us, I wanted to emphasize three commonalities which France believes are entirely crucial for our future work. The first is the need to ensure the applicability of IHL, that is central. And we welcome this. We need to make progress on the shared understanding of other issues as well. Likewise, we need to emphasize the importance of working to improve the shared understanding of characteristics. And I want to emphasize the important issue of mentioning the relevance of the work for our future progress. These are issues that Ambassador Kirkland mentioned in his presentation. Firstly, the need to focus on key principles, particularly human-machine interaction. That is relevant and essential. The debates that we have had since Monday show that that interaction is central to our concerns. We could focus a lot of our work on that. France would be in favor of that. Secondly, the issue of whether the guiding principles have a value in themselves per se. For us, it is clear that they do. This is the lowest common denominator, and it is a robust basis for building a normative and operational framework. As the French delegation has said before, our priority is not to modify or add to existing IHL, which is relevant and appropriate to our challenges. But we must ensure effective application to weapons systems based on emerging technologies, laws, and that is the purpose of the guiding principles. Finally, a question which I wanted to put to Ambassador Kirkland, but unfortunately he was not able to stay longer with us. But in order to feed our interactions, I would like to ask it, and we could perhaps discuss it later. Simply coming back to the idea that he mentioned of exploring elements of civilian applications such as AI in cars. I'm just wondering about the relevance of that comparison, given that the applications are different. We're speaking of arms control here. The example of autonomous cars is risk management in a well-known shared environment, which has a highway code, signs, speed limits, and so forth. Weapons control is something that is not well mapped, and it changes. The environment changes. The priority is to focus on military applications, in our view. Ambassador Kirkland himself mentioned that we must focus in order not to scatter our efforts.